Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. My name is Bilki Sali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care. And today we're going to be talking about interviews. Okay, so if you are a unit manager, an assistant director of nursing, or just anyone who is aspiring to be a DON, and you're just really not sure how to interview for the position, I'm going to provide you with a couple quick tips on how to land that position. More importantly, how to prepare for it. Okay, preparation is the key to success, no matter what it is that we're trying to do. And that is what I'm going to provide you with here today. So, you've been applying, and then all of a sudden, you get the phone call and they want to schedule you for an interview. What is it that you can do to prepare yourself? Okay, here's a couple quick tips. Okay, for one, do some research prior to your interview. And what I mean by that is research the facility that you are going to be interviewing with. Okay, the way that you can do this is, for one, you can go on Google, look at any reviews that they might have. And you can look at the reviews just to kind of get an idea of what the staff and the families are saying about the facility. You can also go on Indeed, because Indeed also puts out information on facilities on how their employees rate them. The other area is that you can go on Nursing Home Compare, type in your facility, and look at the latest survey. All right, and this is what I like to teach my clients even when they're getting ready for survey, okay? When you are going to this interview, you're gonna look at their survey. You're going to see how they do, okay? What's their survey rating, okay? Are they a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star? Okay, you know if they're 1-star, 2-star, they have a lot of work to do, okay? Meaning they have some processes that need to be implemented and they need to be followed through with. Okay, if you have a 3-star, you know, that's like, okay, they have some processes in place and you might have the ability to get them to a higher level. Okay, look to see if they have any complaint visits. All right, you want to see how, if they have any complaint visits, what were the complaints about. Okay, just to kind of give you an idea of the type of residents that you might be dealing with, as well as the staff, okay? If it was a complaint on a staff member. Okay, now keep in mind, this isn't like all set in stone on whether you should accept or deny a position, but it just gives you a little history about what you're going to be walking into and prepares you to ask certain questions, okay? That will determine if you will accept it or deny the position, okay? The day of the interview, you want to get there about 15 minutes early, okay? And you want to just take notice of the environment, okay? Environment plays a major factor. Presentation is everything. And you only have one time to make a best first impression, okay? So when you're going in there, take notice to what your the facility sounds like, what it looks like, what it smells like. How does that person at the front desk, the receptionist, how do they greet you? Are they warm? Are they welcoming? Are they inviting? Okay, because that person is the most important person at that facility, okay? Because they have the first interaction with everybody who comes into your facility. Okay, so take notice to how that person greets and treats you, okay? When you then go back for your interview, you're going to be asked several questions, okay? Now, if this is a facility who just like, they just constantly putting out fires, they are on edge because they don't have a DON, permanent DON right now, they might not ask a whole lot of questions. But if you have a facility who is really about, listen, I really don't want a disembodied in the building. I want somebody who can help this facility, turn this facility around. Then they're going to ask questions, okay? Some of the questions that they're going to ask you is, of course, your previous work history, your leadership style, Have the ability to improve outcomes? How do you deal with relationships? Okay, so a lot of it, keep in mind, as a leader, okay, that mindset is everything, okay? Because you have the ability, you have to set the tone of that facility, okay? So your mindset has to be on point. It has to be open. It has to be knowing how to lead, okay? So if you're not familiar with the role of an actual leader, then definitely start reading up on leadership, okay? And I actually have a course coming out that is just on leadership, what determines how you can be an effective leader, okay? How do you communicate, all right? And be aware of your body language, okay? Because they can read your body language also. So you really want to be mindful of your body language when you're interviewing, okay? The things that I want you to ask them, or some of the things that you know, just to kind of get familiar are, ask them how many directors of nursing have they had in the past 5 years, okay? Administration is like by far one of the top, those doors are like revolving doors, meaning you have DONs and administrators constantly coming in and out. And what that does for the facility is put a hardship on the facility, because the facility leadership is always changing, which means the staff don't even know what to do anymore, because they come in and get a new leader, they promise some things, and the next thing you know, they're gone, and they have another one that's promising the same things and they didn't follow through. You know, so it's hard on a facility when you have change in leadership constantly, okay? When you get the number of how many DONs have you had in the last 5 years, just ask them, why have they previously resigned? Like, what is it that the DONs left? Okay, was it from support? Was it, you know, the lack of staff? You know, we're not DONs, we don't want a job hop. We want to come into facilities and make the change. We want to be the change and improve facilities, our residents, our staff, our outcomes. We don't want to keep hopping around. Do you know how much luggage we take into these facilities? And, you know, so we don't want a job hop as DONs, okay? We want to find permanent positions that we can be in. So ask them those questions. Why do you feel like they resigned, okay? How many open positions do you have? All right, that's going to determine if you, as a nurse leader, are going to have to constantly be working the floor rather than working in your role. This is an important question, because remember, you have to work 40 hours in your role, period. Okay, so that means once you have to keep working that floor, who's going to then do your job? All right, so ask those important questions. Don't accept these positions and then later on you find out that, oh, we don't have night shift nurses and you're working it. All right, ask these questions. Don't just accept these positions without knowing these answers to these questions, guys. When do you do for your next survey? All right, that's important, because you want to, you know, go in with preparation. Like I said, preparation is the key to success. Do you have any open complaint visits? Now, remember I said look at their information on Nursing Home Compare, but it might not be all updated, right? You know, everybody's behind right now. So see if they have any open complaint visits. How, you know, do you have a high turnover in staff? What's your average PPD? Okay, know your state minimum. So whatever state you are in, know your state minimum for your PPD. And, you know, if they say that their PPD is, I don't know, whatever, lower than the state minimum, then, you know, you have a problem. You know, what do you do to retain your staff? What areas of opportunity are most precedent? You know, meaning like if you have to get into that facility right away, what do they think is going to be the main focus that you need to jump on right away? All right. Do they offer tuition reimbursement? You know, that's important. Education is important. You know, we want to go and we might want to pursue a higher level of degree or get a certification. You know, what is it that they do to attract staff and keep them there? that's important, because you, when you get into that position, you don't want to have constantly have the turnover in staff. Okay, so those are important questions. Do you offer bonuses upon improving outcomes? All right. And this is important because if you have a facility and they not may not meet your financial need, like say you go in and they say, okay, I have this position, it's $120,000, and you might have been looking for $150,000. This is a good time to negotiate. Okay, negotiate and say, okay, what about acquiring quarterly bonuses off of the outcomes that I produce? All right, get that, and then get that written and signed. Okay, don't just take it verbal. Okay, you need everything that they say that they're going to do for you. You need it to be signed. Okay, next, your wages. Okay, how, you know, are you going to be getting a yearly raise? What's the percentage and what determines that raise? Now, a lot of times, you know, we get raises depending on how we do as facilities. Of course, if you have a good survey outcome, you're going to be getting bonuses and raises. Have all of that written, all right? When it comes to your finances, remember, we're not getting paid for time, all right? And this is what I want to stress. We don't get paid for time. We get paid for our value. What is it that we can do to improve the facility? All right, we're never going to get paid for the amount of hours that we work, all right? We're overworked already, okay? But what is it that you can add? You need to be an asset to this facility, not a liability, meaning you need to come in, you need to be able to improve outcomes, you need to be able to retain staff, you need to be able to lead a facility, grow your team, okay? Once they see that you have the ability to do that, they will start really doing whatever they need to do to keep you in that facility. Okay, and then what support do you have as a DON? Okay, do you have an ADON? Do you have unit managers, infection prevention nurses? What is support does you have? Do you have a corporate level nurse, like a nurse consultant? You know, who is your support system? Okay, and those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you to think about when you are going to these interviews. Okay, so if, like I said, if you're a DON, a unit manager, and you're looking to take a step to the next role to a DON, this is definitely for you. If you're a new DON and you're looking to go to another facility and you never even thought of asking any of these questions or doing this type of research before you interview for this position, then this information is for you. Okay, whatever you do, definitely share the wealth so that, you know, when we're going into these facilities, we kind of have a baseline on what we're getting into. All right. And as always, visit my website for all your nursing purchases. You can enroll in the DON training program. I also put out a new download. It's on Amazon. It is transitioning from the LPN to the Director of Nursing role. And I put that out simply because that's my history, okay? I wanted to, like, kind of show people how I started my career as a nurse. And I started out as a licensed practical nurse. So, hoo-ha to all of my LPNs out there. And, you know, that's how I started my career. So, I felt like it was important to share that knowledge for any of my LPNs who want to aspire to, further their career in long-term care. You can get that on Amazon, and the new planners are out. As always, you can contact me via email, consultant@welcometolongtermcare.com, or go to my website, welcometolongtermcare.com, and schedule an appointment. I hope this information was useful, and I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week.